There you have it. All right, let's see if we can't get this gosh darn deal shared around here. Get as least amount of air in the mix as possible. Shit. Huh, that was tough. Yeah, now you know what a fucking... Not only that, but you know a big part of what a fucking sound test is for.
Yes.
What if we would have just went live like that?
That would have been horrible.
Yeah.
You would have been angry and taken it down.
Yeah. If I had to do the fucking morning wine cellar, I couldn't do it twice. I didn't have time. I just had to... The Facebook audio had less air, so I had to delete my MP3, rip an MP3 from the Facebook audio, download that, re-upload that. Still has air, but it has less air.
The things we do for you people.
Yeah. Just,
well, the things he does for you people.
Trying to get the fucking wine cellar fucking office set up and whatnot. With the, what little bit of fucking time I have. I might actually have 2 days off this week.
Woohoo!
And then all the time that I've had, because obviously I haven't been doing 12-hour shifts, and I've been checking second and third shift boards, they actually have people. That's why they're not even asking. So it's like, cool, but I put all that time to getting more episodes up.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe I might even find a way to narrow that down a little bit over here. You know. All right, now you want to get to the show notes you have, so you can do headlines. Because, again, I keep missing your show notes.
Yes.
And then I do show notes. And then you're like, you didn't like my fucking show notes?
Right. You could just admit you didn't like my show notes, William.
And see them.
Live.
Or was it Tory?
Whatever.
F-A-C Tory. Party.
F-A-C Tory. Okay. What?
They're Tories that actually use facts.
I don't think that's a thing.
Facts-y.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah,
yeah, so Governor Northam. That's a horrible name, by the way.
That seems funny.
Northam. Northam. Yeah, so he's from Virginia, signed a bill that basically will indefinitely detain people who are affiliated with human trafficking. Of course, the problem here is that, as usual, affiliated with human trafficking includes receiving money from the earnings of a prostitute, which means that if your roommate is a sex worker, if you're an adult child who lives with a parent who happens to be a sex worker, if you happen to be in a romantic relationship with a sex worker and they pay some of the bills or the rent, congratulations, you're a human trafficker who can be held indefinitely without bond.
Fuck that. If you're an office supply store where she got paper clips, then you should go to jail too, motherfucker.
You know, they actually can. That's a thing that they do. Like, people who, like, model is the way to go. That's actually, that
should
be. So
my snarky comment happens?
Yeah, like they actually threaten landlords to, like, if you don't put this person out, if you don't evict them, we're going to arrest you. Yeah, so that's amazing. That's going to help a lot of people be safe, I'm sure, because homelessness and not having a social network is a great way to stay safe. The final update, I think, of Permit Patty. She has resigned as the CEO of her cannabis product company. Yeah. You know, that one where they make weed for dogs or something. I don't know what's happening. It was too white. I couldn't take it. Unhinged white woman assaults black teenagers at pool party. Again. We have another sex worker story coming out of Abu Dhabi. We will talk about that one after the trigger warning. A man in Florida committed a very heinous crime, but thought it was okay because he found what he was looking at on the internet. Take that for what you will. Let's see. Oh, developing countries face environmental crisis because the United States is amazing, awesome, and full of infinite wisdom, and is cutting funding to environmental programs across the globe. So the blow would this would be a blow to developing countries, which already have had to compete for a smaller budget between 2018 and 2022. The overall budget, which has been replenished every 4 years, has fallen from $4 billion to just under $4 billion for this year. So I mean, because climate change isn't real, we don't really need to worry about it, right? No.
Yeah, and the French deal,
Yes, the Paris Climate Change Deal.
Yeah, the Paris Climate Change. That was totally going far enough. That was all you needed, kids.
It was. Good cop arrested. You won't believe why.
Why? Because he was mad that the homie Rachel Loco came through and blessed us on the PayPal. Thank you for supporting Wine Cellar Media.
And then we have another update about the original case about, I believe his name was Timothy Coggins, I think, the black man who was killed in the 80s for associating with a white woman, the Georgia case. One of the killers has been to trial. That was the last update, was he was ready to stand trial. He has been to trial, has been convicted, and is getting life in prison without the possibility of. Sure, Sam. Last name is Sam. Maybe. Sentenced Frankie Gebhardt on 5 counts, including felony murder, aggravated assault, and concealing a death. Sam sentenced Gebhardt immediately after the jury delivered its verdict. Stabbed your last victim, said Sam. The verdict came almost 35 years after Coggins' mutilated and stabbed body was found near a power line in Sunnyside, a 30 miles south of Atlanta. The suspects arrested in slaying were Coggins, who was 23, did they say they don't have the other guy's name? Gebhardt, who was the other guy? Where is it? I gotta scroll now and try to find it. The other guy, Bill Moore Sr. The co-defendant, Bill Moore Sr., has not been tried yet after his trial is over, and hopefully he's convicted. We can update you once again. So, yeah, I won't get into the details because we didn't do the trigger warning yet, but it was a pretty fucking gruesome case.
Jesus Christ. Well, fuck the damn.
Yeah. Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of heroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some we do not know, but I will tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconforming sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Let's see. Oh, you want a fun little Becky Lives Matter story?
Yes.
Okay. An attorney from Atlanta is facing charges of obstruction and false imprisonment a month after she kicked out 2 Atlanta police officers from her Buckhead home and ordered her security guard to keep them from leaving her property. Lindsay Kamen turned herself into the Fulton County Jail Tuesday, a month after the incident, and remains there on a $10,000 bond, according to jail records. Officers arrived at Kamen's home on Tuxedo Road to question her about a pickup truck doing donuts in the neighborhood, Channel 2 Action News reported. Police said the truck was registered to someone in the home. Kamen then told her security guard, Jakiya Powell, to let the officers inside, but then at some point, claimed she wasn't sure if they were real police officers. Cammon then kicked the officers out of her home and told Powell to block them in the driveway using her car. According to Channel, at some point, Cammon called 911 and the operators confirmed that they were a legitimate police officer, but she wouldn't let the officers back into her home. When backup officers arrived at the property and asked Cammon why she didn't believe that the previous officers were real, she told them she didn't get a close enough look to see the guns on them.
You don't want to do that, Becky.
Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
Don't try to get a close enough. What the fuck?
Sorry. According to her attorney, quote, Lindsay Cammon is not a criminal. She is a responsible citizen who was at her residence minding her business and taking care of her children when she legitimately believed the two people at her residence were impersonating police officers. She did exactly what the police tell you to do in such a situation. Get away and call for help. But yeah, you can't block them in your fucking driveway. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, you can.
Obviously you can, because she made it to jail and has lived to tell the tale.
Legitimate in prison.
Cammon's attorney said his client doesn't own the vehicle in question and his confident charges will be dropped. Powell was also arrested for obstruction and 2 counts of false imprisonment, according to Fulton County Jail records. She has since bonded out. The security that employs Powell has suspended her pending the outcome of the investigation.
Jesus Christ. So that's what's going on, folks.
Yes, that's what's happening. I know that story is just fucking funny to me. You let them in your house. They identify themselves. You're like, yeah, but no, I'm not sure you're actual police. Get the fuck out. So then they go to leave, and then you have your security guard, because you just have a fucking private security guard on your fucking premises, block them in your driveway and not let them leave. Call 911. 911 says, yeah, them's our niggas. You still won't let them back in your house, and more police show up, and you're like, what? How was I supposed to know they were real? I didn't see the guns. That's funny to me.
You don't want to see the guns.
I mean,
that sounds like some fucking weightlifting t-shirt. That, it does.
You don't want to see the guns.
You don't want to see the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have one for, like, when I fucking... Actually, if this non-overtime continues, I will have time to hit the weights again, and I can wear my... I flex, but I like this shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. All right.
I have another one. It's something like, you can't get these guns through airport security. They're funny.
Really?
I got them at retail shops for like $1. Yeah. I got another one that's from that movie, Days to Confuse. You'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Whatever.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And yeah, Michael Wright from the Something in Common program posted up in the joint. He sees Kermit Patty. I shared a meme from Michael Wright and Kimberly Nicole over at the Something in Common program. The shit, it was just funny. Like Michael Wright typed over it. He said, "You know, like this is me and Kimberly at the dinner table." And it's a picture of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Martin Luther, he's looking at her like she said some goofy shit. And she's looking off into space and just says, I'm just trying to figure out why you having dreams and they're not about me.
Mm-hmm. I think that, wasn't that going around during, the fuck was it if the civil rights movement existed during Twitter or some shit? Like, remember that shit? That shit was fucking funny.
A lot of niggas would have got shot way earlier. Niggas would have been preemptively shot like a father mucker. And y'all niggas that, like, the people who actually are activists and use the social media, oh, don't think you're not being surveilled like a father mucker.
Yeah. Black identity extremists.
Yeah, they got your ass. They got your ass on your ass. All right, so Bernie Sanders was working with Donald Trump. That's the title of this episode. Because that shit was funny to me. That shit was funny. I was at work. I think it was like the end of the work day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was the end of the work day, and then I go and post up in the cafeteria, and I wait for you to get there.
Yes.
And while I'm there, I'm like, let me take a look. Maybe something coming up in the old Facebook news feed. You know, and and it was Rashani Loco of the single simulcast program. And he's got ideas. He said, this is a quote. put in the face booze. I'm really starting to think that Bernie was also working with Trump. Promise pie in the sky shit. Split the Democratic vote. Get people to look at Hillary as the real problem. It's plausible. That's what he was all about. He spent seven decades existing, working towards this. This was the idea. He's on to something. You wish you had ideas like this.
No, I don't. I there's so many things wrong with it. See, and I think that this is where you get that separation between people who watch news sometimes, maybe while you're eating dinner, you don't really, and then people who are fucking news nerds, right? Because the people who are news nerds, they were talking shit about Hillary the 90s, I promise, it's just that Twitter wasn't around, you know what I mean? And Facebook wasn't around, but it's the shit they're talking now was the shit they were talking then, right? When she was fucking voting with the DOMA vote, niggas was talking shit then, but Twitter wasn't around then. So it's I think that people are so kind of broken off in their little echo chambers and shit, you don't actually know what other people were saying then, because then it's that literally you had to be there. Because there isn't that social media record, but yeah, they knew who Bernie was long before the primaries, and they hated Hillary long before the primaries. But
it's not just that; it's a corporate controlled hierarchy of an echo chamber. There's a caste system to it.
Yeah,
there's a reason why MSNBC will not do a "What the fuck is wrong with Walmart" segment, because Walmart pays for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why don't put this specifically to MSNBC, but they do air this program, the weekend program. I have not watched that shit in so long that it fucking left me. There's a weekend program. It comes on NBC, and John McCain has been on it more than anybody in 2014.
I don't know.
All right. Well, and Chuck Todd hosts it on MSNBC though now, so maybe you can Google.
Oh, the Chuck Todd show.
Yeah. Well, he hosts the show that comes on the fucking weekend, and it only comes on Saturday and it re-airs on Sunday. Meet the Press.
Oh.
Why Meet the Press will not do a "What the fuck is wrong with BP" segment, because BP buys ad space. They won't do a "What the fuck is McDonald's doing?" Giving their employees advice on how to get welfare and a second job as a way of managing their money. That shit is McDonald's tips on managing your low wage. Get welfare and a second job. Why didn't they do a segment on that? That would really appeal to the type of people that vote Democrat top and bottom.
Right.
Right? No, they won't do that because McDonald's buys advertising space. So these are corporations. So that media is corporate controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa Harris Perry, Joy Ann Reed, I know I'm hitting your identity politics right now. They're controlled by that corporate influence.
Right.
And then that gets passed down to what you think is independent media,
right,
like Elon James White. Melissa Harris Perry was at Elon James White's wedding.
Right.
She's had him on her show multiple times. He makes money off of the fucking exposure that she gave him. You think he's going to step on those toes and talk about who she's not allowed to talk about? And then Elon James White's energy feeds down for a couple years into black podcast world through his popularity from corporate sponsorship via Melissa Harris Perry. And then that feeds down into Rashani making this Facebook post.
Right.
So it's not I don't think Rashani stares at MSNBC all day and gets this.
Mm-hmm.
It got passed down.
Well, this has kind of been conventional wisdom for a little bit with Bernie. That's something I've seen a lot on Twitter with the so-called centrist Twitter or donut Twitter, right?
Tell them why they're donut Twitter real quick.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so something I'm trying to remember the whole story now. That's how uninteresting it was at the time. I believe Nina showed up to an event and they like wouldn't let her in because she didn't like call first or something. And because, you know, they're very important and focused on identity politics, and that's why they wouldn't let a black woman in. And so like they just basically handed out donuts to her and her supporters. And so now, like, you know, of course she was upset and was like, hey, I, you know, had things to say, and the Democratic Party is fucking with me. The corporate leadership is fucking with me. And like, Twitter was like, haha, donuts, and now they all have like little donuts in their names and shit, and it's, you know.
Remember, because they listen to black women.
They do listen to black women.
Okay.
So yeah, so like, you know, donut Twitter and all that, and like that's something they've been saying, is that they think that Bernie has been working with Trump, you know. So like, I've seen this from a few different places, but it's like wild to me because it doesn't even make sense. Like, how can this be? And like, I love a good conspiracy if you can connect the dots. Right, like if you can actually make a plausible theory out of it. But it's like, so when Trump was saying, bring back the death penalty, kill the Central Park Five, Bernie was in high school classrooms saying that there's a problem with racism as far as voter suppression and in the criminal justice system, the way black people are sentenced. It seems really difficult to me that when one person is saying lynch the niggers and the other person is saying, hey, there's racism in our prison system, that they're in cahoots together.
Well, that's where Bernie has something in common with Hillary Clinton. See, he was evolving. Like, he wasn't, he was, you know, getting his racist legs. He wasn't ready yet. He wasn't out with the coon yet. Okay. Jesus Christ, can you let a guy fucking learn how to be racist?
No.
Holy shit.
No.
Let some people have things. So you can't forgive him for his past lack of racism.
No.
That's just like you fucking Bernie bro. Fucking Bernie bro.
But yeah, like that shit. And like, it's wild to me when people are like, but he, you know, is helping Trump. And it's like, I'm going to need some specifics. I need some details. It's just like, well, Hillary, therefore he was in Trump. And it's like, that's not. What?
I'm going to tangent real quick and then get back into this thread because it's amusing.
Yes.
And then he made another post. And then we'll get to the real news. But I thought this shit was dope, and I think it was a good way to fucking talk about how these bad ideas get passed down.
Yeah.
Michael Wright, Something in Common program, he posted a question to you in the archive chat space.
Yeah.
Phoenix Toledo, what are some of your favorite conspiracy theories? You have two.
My favorite conspiracy theories.
That Alex Jones actually is the globalist. And
oh,
he wants to make conspiracy theorists look wacky.
Oh, Alex Jones is he doesn't make them look wacky though. He normalizes them. He is definitely the conspiracy theorist. I'm gonna get back to you on that.
Okay.
You have to.
Saved by the Bell is actually Zach Morris just falling asleep. Every episode is just him having a dream. Yeah. Like, every episode is just him waking up from a dream, and then he got saved by the bell and has to go to school.
No, wait, wouldn't he have fallen asleep in school and been saved by the bell to leave and not get in trouble for sleeping in class?
I don't know, but there is a fucking page called Zach Morris is an asshole. Something like that.
Yeah, like Zach Morris is trash.
Yeah, there it is.
Like, remember the time that Zach Morris, blah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I don't use the term trash like that, though, because I'm so used to that being like a hip-hop diss word. Like, using it all-encompassingly-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really my deal. This Jan Loco over there with the business.
Encompassingly-ish. All right.
Now, I was looking through Jan Loco. I was looking through some of my old, like, pictures and memes I got stashed away. I got some old book ones that I forgot to ever
report. Oh, yeah.
Michael Wright seen that page and said that ish is hilarious.
Hilarious full?
That's a real word. That's a fact. Jan Loco's in there. She reads more books than you. She knows. She's seen that word all the time. So somebody named Jason Cherry responded to this post about how it's plausible,
mm-hmm,
and said, I can see how you would think that, but his career over the past 40 years would dispute that. And then Rinky L. Hines of the Americans United Game program, he said, not real, but okay. His career, his strategy of saying the right thing sometimes and doing the wrong thing most of the time is right in step with this theory.
What?
It is. That's what, like, you know, often Bernie Sanders is just out there fucking shit up.
I don't, like, That doesn't make sense.
He's a bad hombre.
But okay, he is a bad hombre. Oh, why did I shared it on the research page? Somebody tweeted and said something like, if all Mexico's doing is sending us rapists and drug dealers and gang members, but you're also scared of immigrants are taking your jobs, what the fuck is your job?
Congressperson?
That was the first comment after I posted it. Somebody said senator?
No.
Oh, no. What the hell is this page? Get me.
Stand-up comedian / America's favorite dad. Is that your job? Cop? No, not just any cop. A good cop. Fucking. So Jason Cherry responds to Ricky L. Hines of the Americans United Again program, of which I think the last episode of that program was the most qualified candidate. It was about Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
And Jason Cherry said, can you give me some examples of him doing the wrong things? And Ricky L. Hines said, it's a long list. One, his public stances on reparations while campaigning to economic equality. Two, support for a pro-life candidate solely because said candidate was running on his economic agenda. Three, making that long ineffective and worthless speech on the Bill Clinton crime bill only to vote for it. I could actually go on, but that should be enough. Like, if that's enough for Sanders, which, I mean, about three of those points are bullshit. But
there's only 3 points there.
But you know, a lot.
A lot.
He said he says the right thing a lot, but does the wrong thing more, and you have a full three.
Yeah.
Which the first one, let's remember what he said. He said, are you for reparations?
Right.
He said no.
But?
And then he proceeded to make a list of how he would enact reparations. Because those of you who think you know strategy think it's smart to use the word reparation. That word ain't gonna work. Just have the fucking the actions and call it White Lives Matter, actually. You want to get that shit passed quick.
Yeah.
Because people just go by the names of shit. Think about it. The names of shit. Are pro-lifers actually pro-life? No. Fuckface. Do police actually serve and protect? No. It's just the name. Phrasing. Phrasing. Put the phrasing
slogans
out there.
Slogans and marketing.
Slogan tree. Sloganomics, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, what did Bernie actually say? I said, no, I don't believe in reparations, but we should definitely make it a priority to start investing in businesses and education in black neighborhoods. And we need to start giving business loans to black business owners in black neighborhoods. And we need to. It's like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing there.
Well, Big Hill Dog just got up there at the first so-called debate. We need a new deal for black people. That is such a flat fuck sentence.
Doesn't it count as a new deal if you already had one that left black people out?
Yeah, but this one is going to, like, expressly leave you out. You know, last time we just called it a new deal and we just didn't fuck with you. This time we're telling you this is a new deal for black people to get gentrified right out of your neighborhoods. We gotta get rid of you. And Jason Cherry said, oh, thank you. So apparently Jason Cherry is easily swayed.
Well, I don't know. Or maybe he just didn't feel like getting back to... Okay, but hold on. So can we talk about the rest of these, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so supported a pro-life candidate because the candidate was running on his economic agenda. That candidate also happened to be running as a Democrat. So for me, because I am more concerned about the disease than the symptoms, my question would be, why did the Democrats allow a forced birth asshole to run on their ticket under their name? Bernie supported that person because they were Democrats. Not what I would have done personally. I can't say I'm like with Bernie, but that was the Democratic nominee. So, do you not support the Democrat? Because I thought we were doing this vote blue no matter who thing. Are we not doing that anymore? We are doing it? I don't know what we're doing.
That was lavender. That was not... blue that time.
He was really blue that time.
What?
But, no, I'm mean, like, that's the question, though, is, like, yeah, okay, fine. If you want to, like, critique Bernie for support, that's fine. I'm not going to be mad about it. But then I would also like to know if you're also questioning the Democratic Party in and of itself. Why are you allowing Forsworth assholes to run under your platform under your name? Is that who you want representing you?
And Michael Wright's a fool. He in the comment section, he said, I don't think it's too far-fetched that two old white men are introduced to each other. It's plausible. And you know, the funny thing is, on some level, now this is, not like I'm saying her name a lot, like I'm fucking a name drop or something, but like, because I listened to Katie Halper's program for like 2 years now,
yeah.
And she had an old segment, she was talking about how Donald Trump is very much a Jew. It was a funny fucking segment, yo. She's just talking about how he, like, he has that old Jewish man thing of guilt trip, you know, being on board with him. That shit, it was fucking funny, man. It was Lavender.
And the three, making long, ineffective, worthless speech on the Bill Clinton crime bill, only to vote for it.
Tom.
Alright. Why did he vote for the Clinton crime bill? Why did he vote for it?
Because the violence against men act is in there. And he's clearly a men's rights activist.
He is a men's rights activist.
Think about how many. Who does he advocate for? Working class? Do men not work? Men's rights act.
That's excellent. That is excellent connecting of the dots. Yes.
Hey, well, I mean, do
and
men not live on Earth? Talks about climate change. Men's right there. It's a fact.
Okay. So there's that. And then, of course, I keep going back to it. And like, well, Bernie's wrong for this. So do you have the same level of irritation or critique for everybody else who voted for it? Bernie did not pass that bill. Like, y'all still fucking on that. Uncle Joe and Obama look so cute together. They're like BFF. You know that nigga wrote the bill, right?
And he was all about talking to that fucking black whore. Joe Biden was all about that shit when it was, who was the victim of Clarence Thomas?
Who's that, Anita?
Anita Hill. Yeah. Joe Biden was all about dragging Anita Hill's name to the fucking mud and talking about that.
Yeah.
Any way necessary to get that motherfucker on that bench. Alright, but that's your Uncle Joe.
That is Uncle Joe. Yeah.
Alright, with his fucking touching every damn girl that walked past ass.
Why did it was just Clarence Thomas's birthday and he had a picture like standing next to Trump. It really looked like from that fucking Django movie. It had like Leonardo DiCaprio and like who was it? Was that Samuel Jackson playing a coon behind him? It really like it dead ass looked like that was like the inspiration for that scene of the movie.
I think I might finally watch that film now.
Yeah.
Like the hype has died down sufficiently, and now I can just relax to it without any weird expectations in either way. Where it's just like I'm just watching a fucking movie. It's my day off. It's mimosa time, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It may not be a working class thing to say, but my champagne is fine. All
right. No, that's a very working class thing to say.
Yeah. So my mimosas are for you. And Ricky Loco at the American United Games program. We also did a program with the Sports Show concept.
Fun.
Fuck yeah. And he said, better yet, I think it's more plausible that this old loser is too much of a coward to follow through on his rhetoric. Well, why don't you want to follow through on inconsistent rhetoric? All right, but you know what? Fine. Follow through on inconsistent rhetoric is symptomatic of the left and ultimately white moderate. Bernie and Hillary, too, albeit she doesn't hide behind as much rhetoric that she knows she can't accomplish, are the white moderate MLK warned about.
Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does.
Did you know that Bernie was a white moderate getting trans rights in the 70s when he was a governor? Mayor.
I'm very comfortable saying that he is not as left as I am. by far, but I'm also not comfortable saying he and Hillary are together, politically speaking.
I mean, if you read Hillary's book, I don't think she was feeling the burn man too much. She was not a fan of Burning Man.
Not a fan. Yeah, just his policies, his LGBTQ stance, consistently for decades at this point, not an evolved stance, kind of started out there. Shut up. You know, and then as far as like the living wages, the Medicare for all, things like that, I don't think Hillary supports those things, and you know, she's not going to support those things unless she's absolutely forced to by voters, which is not just Hillary. That's a lot of corporate Democrats as well. A lot of Democratic leadership doesn't support those things. So I find it interesting to say somebody who's sort of like, they're known for their platform of $15 an hour in the one tax, the 1% of the 1% in the, you know, Medicare for all guy on the same level as the centrist. I don't, I mean, yeah, he's definitely not as left as me, but centrist.
Michael Wright said the music was up too loud. I took that down a little bit. And that's not, yeah, I mean, I'm engineering. That's my bad. And well, Clinton was down with a $12 an hour minimum wage, which keep in mind, we're in poverty and 12 is less than what I make now.
Yeah.
All right. And I get overtime.
Yeah.
All right. So Hillary Clinton was for less than what I get now.
Which is the big thing. And especially I find the website on it. And it's like by county, what the needed wage is to afford like a 2-bedroom apartment, you know, like it's nowhere near minimum wage. Most places it's more than 12. I think in Illinois, like in here, it's like $15 an hour. Like that.
And you get one by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like $15 an hour is like a living wage here. Of course, when you get to like the city, specifically within the city of Chicago, it's more expensive. And, you know, New York City obviously is more expensive. But yeah, it's like $12 an hour. It's not. And then, of course, you know, the thing too is you can't be that cozy with corporations and then talk about living wages. You know, we're talking about $12 an hour, things like that. And I don't know. It's just a bad take, and unfortunately, and a lot of people making it lately, and it's just interesting to me because it's like nothing happened before the primaries. There was no political history or presidency before the primaries for some reason, somehow.
And the last one is Chris Gomez. He said his own party sabotaged his campaign. He wasn't even working with his own party. Well,
wait, I am confusion.
Chris is saying, why you can't say he was working with Trump when he tried to work with his party and they sabotaged him so he couldn't even work with his own party.
Okay, that's just weird wording to me.
I mean, English might be a second language.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, Chris Gomez and, you know, Florida.
Yeah, maybe.
University of Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird. And, like, it's a take I see a lot of people making lately, and like I honestly don't get it. And it's like, are you not aware of things Bernie has said or done before? Are you not trying to be aware of things that have been said and done before, or what? And it's just like, if you don't know, then you don't know, that's fine. But it's also like, if you sit down issue by issue, point by point, I don't find Hillary and Bernie in the same league, I guess, or class.
And then and then here we go. So TheHill.com, they posted a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders, Sarah Sanders, has the right to go into a restaurant and have dinner. And you notice when they don't put something in blatant quotation marks?
Right.
Because they know they can't. Probably can't legally do that. I don't know if it's
you
a journal
can.
Malpractice or something.
I don't think you can, but because of the way they did it. The first half of the sentence is no quotes. The second half does have quotes because the second half is the only true part of the sentence.
Go to a restaurant and have dinner.
Yeah, that part is quoted. The first part of the sentence is not.
And it's not even full quote. It's that fucking, it's like a fucking, not a parenthesis, but it's like a, it's half a quote. It's just
right.
one little comma hanging up in the air. And I just see that, and I tag you and comment, like, we have to make fun of this dishonest clickbait headline.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rashani acting like he know that shit. Rashani never reads past headlines. He looks at what, because this is what Rashani's doing, right? Because he said, indeed, he wasn't even talking about her. And I see what you're doing. And hey, a hustle is a hustle. And he just put a question mark like he doesn't get it. Rashani, you're older than me. You're an adult. All right. I know your hustle. All right. Elon James White published his buck dancing manifesto and fucked himself up. And you're going after what, like, left stragglers lost from his audience that'll just pick up on anybody who just plays the Democrat line that they're used to that Elon did. You know, hustle. I get it. You know, and then Ricky L. Hines said stuff that wasn't relevant. Fucking. So let's go to this clip. Let's see how much this matches this headline.
My husband and I politely left and went home. I was asked to leave because I worked for President Trump. We are allowed to.
Hey, that's
Congress called for people to push back and make clear to.
That's wow. Sarah Huckabee. I actually never heard her speak before.
Really?
That is a boring ass person.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ, she's just getting her check.
Yeah. It's still funny to me that I think it was at the court dinner that one comedian called her Aunt Lydia.
Oh yeah, yeah, and she doesn't have nearly. See again, like. That's why I made that post, man. Partisanship has, whatever the name of that comedian is, very overrated right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, now I just heard a clip of her talking. I'm looking at her face. Nothing like Aunt Lydia.
I think it's just that she's taking that role of being the, I don't know, not like the in-between, but like the facilitator of all the bullshit, like willingly, like, yeah.
Man, not. It doesn't match the way the actor's portraying the character.
Mm.
Sarah Palin may have been better. Just throw that name out there. So even if they're not there, it'd be like, and if you haven't seen Sarah Palin lately, you want to catch her on Hulu? She calls herself Aunt Lydia in something called The Handmaid's Tale. Like, fucking do someone that's closer to the character in voice projection, you know, gesticulation and whatnot.
And whatnot.
Indeedly-do, neighbor. Now here we go to the MSDNC, where they put up a light-skinned black woman to get on here and talk.
Oh, you didn't read the quote.
What up?
About, oh, I thought it was in that article, no? About
her.
That one switching around.
Yeah, that the Hill linked to the video that Mediaite has.
Oh.
And even Mediaite, what did they put? Bernie Sanders defends Sarah Sanders. People have a right to go to a restaurant for dinner.
Wait, wasn't that the same headline The Hill had?
Oh, it was close. It was close. Let's see. The Hill, their shit was do the doo skip bop blibbity do Venus believe it a juju juju. Bernie Sanders, Sarah Sanders has the right to go into a restaurant and have dinner. Now, the actual clip.
Senator, are you concerned that there is a lack of civility in our political discourse and that it is not only something that we're seeing on the left or the right, but really we're just seeing tensions get very heated and we're failing to talk to each other? What do you do about that?
Well, I'm not a great fan of shouting down people or being rude to people. I think we have a situation now in a Congress which is way up.
I like that he had to finish that sentence, because when Bernie Sanders says, I'm not a fan of shouting, I'm like, hey, hey.
We have a situation now in a Congress which is way out of touch with where the American people are. And people have a right to be angry when Congress tax breaks to billionaires and then wants to cut nutrition programs for low-income pregnant women. You have a right to be angry. But take that anger out in a constructive way. And that's do exactly what Alexandria did last night. Get involved in campaigns so that we end.
Alexandria, that 28-year-old nigga that won the primary in New York. All right, folks, that's just the primary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the rundown's coming up. All right.
One party reactionary rule here in Washington. That's how you should take your anger out.
Does that mean that you disagree with comments by Maxine Waters, that you disagree with kicking Sarah Sanders out of a restaurant? Are those both counterproductive actions?
Look, as I said before, yeah, I don't. I think people have a right to go into a restaurant and have dinner. We should be mobilizing our people.
All right, so that was, what, like a second and a half of a two-minute clip of a whole segment, right? This is just a clip of a segment.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled a headline out of that one to get the clicks. Get the clicks so that Rashani can get the clicks, so that Rashani can get those leftover black women that left Elon James White so that they can all take hoverboards to brunch.
I think that's just a Democrat. I don't even think it's black women. I think it's just Democrats in general. They don't want to talk to people on the left. They don't want to talk to people who identify as progressives or leftists or...
Yeah, but so the Imani Gandhi and now a Noah Changa crowd.
Yeah.
Like, they get their classism on.
Oh, yeah.
People, in a way that creates the kind of movement we need to create a government here in Washington that represents all of us, not just the 1%. That's out of place our energy. I do know that people are angry. They're angry about these terribly inhumane immigration policies. They're angry about the fact that they can't afford prescription drugs. They're angry about tax breaks that go to billionaires. But the way to deal with that is exactly what Alexandria did, organize at the grassroots level, win elections, and get involved in the political
process.
And something that's interesting about that, too, is like right now the conversation seems to be about like civility. You have to be civil to both sides. Like that's what fucking Pelosi's doing. That's what Chuck Schumer's doing. He didn't say you have to be civil. He's like, yeah, I know they're mad. I know. But let's focus. Like he was like there was no like admonishment there or like judgment of that. Whereas Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi like, that's inappropriate behavior. You can't be uncivil. You have to both find people on both sides, which is like astounding that Chuck Schumer's. It's funny Chuck Schumer's doing that, like considering history, really.
And Bernie's so old, like he made the first dreidel. Like he's the oldest Jew, man. Like fucking, and he's what the Parkland shooting in Florida. He's got his old ass out there. His fucking knees have turned to dust in the 70s. Like, and he's still out there yelling, we're going to take down these motherfuckers. Like, he's still out there running his fucking mouth and then showing up back in D.C. in time to fucking vote on this or caucus about that.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And before you niggas start doing that bullshit again with that fucking Maxine Waters show auntie, your auntie, I know you niggas. I know your ass. All right. But I lived in the hood before gentrification. I know your fucking auntie, okay? Your auntie lets the dog outside without a leash. Your auntie says the little boy needs to quit putting his hand on a hip like a girl. Your auntie is transphobic and thinks lesbians are sneaky and thinks she needs to put a lock on the cookie jar when they're around. Like, your auntie is not like Maxine Waters. She is an old-ass California progressive. Actually caucuses with Bernie Sanders. She's in the progressive caucus. Fuck it. Whatever.
Oh. Well, I mean, either she's a coon or Bernie's not racist. I'm not sure which one yet. Then, in that case, if they caucus together.
Bernie is racist.
Bernie is racist.
That's why he's older than her. Nah, it's better than that. That's the thing, right? So what, Bernie gets out there, yells all that progressive shit, right?
Yeah.
Gets Maxine Waters all riled up. Fuck, I can go out there and talk that shit, too. The next thing you know, she's fucking targeted.
Yep.
And once you get targeted by Alex Jones, it really is dangerous.
Yeah, actually.
Like, you may actually get shot.
Well, I mean, she has, like, her own Secret Service and shit, right?
I don't know how that works.
I think, like, all senators and congresspeople get their own, like, bodyguards and shit.
Yeah?
I think so.
They should have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't take the ones they give me.
You hire your own?
Yeah.
You hire some hood niggas?
Yeah, I got some homeboys. That could use a higher salary.
That, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't need you fuckers. I'll be all right. I got a couple of guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like... And, like, the whole conversation just makes me so tired. Like, we're still talking about Bernie, but, like, bullshit. Like, if you want to critique, come at me with, like, a real fucking critique. And don't just come at me with, like, but Bernie did it. Come at me with a critique of everyone who fucking did it. Because Bernie is, what, the only independent?
He's the only motherfucker in D.C. He's the one that did everything. He wrote three, like I said, he's the oldest Jew. All right. He wrote
part of the Old Testament.
He was like, no, right there. Actually, like, we should say, let there be light, but then create the sun a couple days later. That'll really fuck with him. He was in there editing the Bible. Yeah. He said, you know what?
The Torah.
As the
oldest. It wasn't the Bible yet.
The Torah?
The Torah.
I wear a toga. Let me be very clear. People in the future are going to be, they'll call themselves pro-life. They won't want women to get abortions. So let's actually, we're going to fuck with them, right? They're going to do a lot of ayahuasca in the future. Fucking put in the Bible that you give a woman something to drink when she's pregnant, and if the baby dies, she cheated on it. So if the baby lives, she didn't. So it's kind of like a cosmic abortion through this magic baby killer juice. It'll fuck with him. It'll fuck with him. It's amazing. That's what he did.
That's okay.
He's the first Jew.
Okay.
That nigga is so old. Yeah. Like one of the, and it's ill because like right here on MSNBC, there's all the professional lighting.
Yeah.
You know, trying to make it look like he's in his early hundreds. Like I saw the joint in regular lighting when Nina Turner did the first episode of her podcast interviewing him.
Yeah.
Not predictable at all.
No.
God damn. He looks terrible.
He's old, dude.
Holy shit. Like, does Jane have to put him together every morning?
Probably.
The woman he's married to, Jane Sanders. Like, he's just a Mr. Potato Head.
I can't see.
That's something else about, because he actually looked like that when he first happened, because being the oldest Jew, he had melanin. It just faded away over the millennia.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah, Bernie is,
like,
he's
so
quite
old,
elder.
He saw Satan falling down when he was cast from heaven. He was like, oh, look at the, holy shit, what happened up there? Because he's old.
Bernie is old as shit. He really is.
How long of a segment was the Bernie is old segment? All right. That wasn't even planned. Do I have real show notes? I got lost.
Uh-huh. Bernie bro.
Oh, Maxine Waters read a list of all the times that Trumpel-Stiltskin called for violence.
Yes.
And that sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
I know you're into that kind of thing. You
what,
like
did you say that shit they're trying to, like, pass a bill or something to, like, mandate she apologizes?
Pass a bill to make you
shit.
Apologize.
Yeah, like, that's some wild fucking shit.
I've called the Democrats feckless before. That is a higher level. Like, we're basically going to mandate ourselves into being fucking punks. It is a
It was a GOP initiative.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see how many Democrats sign on. Oh, and then Kennedy's fucking resigning.
Okay, swing vote Ken.
Swing vote Kennedy is resigning, which means Trump is going to pick his replacement. So, I guess if you want an abortion, get that done now, because,
you say, get that done now. People ain't even pregnant yet. They're like, oh, fuck. Okay, let's go. Let's have unprotected. Let me get this one in. Fucking.
Get one more.
Yeah, so, I mean, and if folks didn't want this to happen, then they should have fought harder for Sanders to win the primary, and then it'd be President Sanders.
Honestly,
right now.
Instead of Hillary, they should have actually picked a progressive client, because if you say things like, we're going to fight for living wages and affordable health care, people are going to fucking complain. Less war, less bombs, smaller military budget, more wages. Yeah.
We talk about sex workers' rights so much. You said they should have picked a more progressive client.
Did I? Well,
yeah.
Shit.
People listen to the podcast archive. Hit the 15 or 30 second back button.
God damn it. Well, that too.
Pick a more progressive client. I'm pretty sure there's some sex workers that would like some more progressive clients.
Yes. Especially in the Trump era. Ooh. Yeah, white, it's like it's so bad. White sex workers are turning down jobs now.
That's that's a thing you should sit on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while you find that,
I found
it. Oh, what? Now what? What's going on?
Republican lawmaker introduces motion asking for Maxine Waters' resignation. A Republican congressman Monday introduced an initiative to censure California Democratic Representative Maxine Waters and ask for her resignation after she encouraged others to confront the Trump administration and his officials. Andy Biggs.
That's her biggest name?
Yes. Andy Biggs from Arizona introduced a measure calling on the congresswoman to apologize to the House for endangering their lives because not letting a nit eat at a restaurant is an endangerment of one's life. And sowing seeds of discord, because, you know, Nazis aren't doing that, and to resign from her position and release a public statement saying harassment or violence isn't a form of protest. Bitch, the fuck it's not. Whew. Let me tell you about how this country was founded and what kind of protest they had.
So Andy Biggs is in Congress, not Senate, right?
State... Or yeah, he's a representative.
So that's
Congress. He's in the, yeah.
Yeah, so he has re-election coming up.
Yes.
Oh, what a fun little stunt.
Mm.
Nice one, Andy Biggs, which is a very gangster name. But I gotta see what this motherfucker looks like. I gotta see this fucking guy. Yeah, he sounds like a stereotypical gangster man. All right, fucking Maxine Waters over here.
Oh, they add, though. Waters has since doubled down on her comments.
I believe in peaceful, very peaceful protests. I have not called for the harm of anybody. This president has lied again when he's saying that I called for harm to anyone. I am having sleepless nights about the children, and really, I don't want to engage constantly with this lying president. This Don the con man will say anything. He is the one that's responsible for promoting violence. If you take a look at some of the comments that he has made over a period of time, remember what he said when he said to someone, I would like to punch him in the face? Remember when he said to the crowd, knock the crap out of them? Remember what the president said when he said maybe he should have been roughed up? And remember what he said when he said, oh, try not to hurt them. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about this. This is the president of the United States who promotes violence, who supports those who are practicing violence. And when he talks about any comment that I have made relative to these children, he's lying once again.
I like her style. All right.
President Trump said...
Oh, shit. All right. So this this father mucker, Andy Biggs, I'm going to try to get this up on the Facebook Live Camara, because this dude looks like he sold a used car with a body in it.
He like, probably fucking has.
Like that,
and
like,
he probably helped put the body in it. Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, Andy Biggs was a fucking hitman, and really that was how he washed the money. He sold used cars for $100,000.
Every fucking picture, he looks horrible. Every single one.
Holy shit. He really fucking does. He looks like a bad guy in an Adam Sandler movie. Like, he fucking... He looks like his name could
he
be
looks
Schneider.
Like stereotypical white villain.
Fuck yeah.
Like, whew.
When you're fucking, like, when your bone structure is just so that your eyebrows lead directly into your nose and the top tooth only smile. Oh, the top tooth only smile. And he's got just enough of a receding hairline
mm-hmm.
to say that I'm so fucked up I had to survive myself.
This is the kind of guy that owns a business, cuts everybody's wages, fires all the pregnant women right before Christmas, and then go home and masturbates.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, because that's him getting back. Like, because he knows they're going to have abortions. So he's like, yeah, well, I'm going to kill all this precious sperm on the floor.
Right. And I like how that, the other picture is from Nobody Wants DACA. Build the wall instead.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That was the fucking article.
He consulted the general public.
Nobody wants DACA. Fund the wall instead. All right. Okay. Right.
He puts in the effort.
All
right. That's a fun old time. Let's see. Oh, yeah. All right. We haven't had this guy in the show notes for a while. For a while. And he's fucking back. He's back, motherfuckers. Brian Fisher, American Family Association. Act like you know. Act like you don't know. We do load that YouTube.
Like, we know hypermasculine homosexuals, or...
He's going to tell you something about the goddamn left, okay?
Oh, he's not talking about gay people?
The left is gay people.
Oh, right. It is Pride Month.
Right? Yeah. They're all gay. Everything's gay if you think about it.
Hmm.
Yeah. You've got to take a look at what's going on right now. And ask yourself the question, if this continues as it is, where is this going to lead?
Yep.
And Richard Haas says, look, I see the kind of animus, the hostility, the hate, vitriol in this country. You know, the reinstatement of Jim Crow law.
boom, the reinstatement of Jim Crow law. Break that down for you, all right? Brian Fisher is witnessing the reinstatement of Jim Crow law, which is something he's very against.
Crow laws by people on the left, I mean, they are running whites, white women. I mean, it's not only racist, it's misogynistic.
I don't know if you knew Brian Fisher's an SJW. All right, he doesn't like you racist, misogynist, lefty-headed fucks. All right?
What is this alternate reality?
Brian Fisher is an SJW now.
Now, white women, I mean, it's not...
I just like hearing him say it.
Women, I mean, it's not... White women, I mean, it's not only racist, it's misogynistic, running white women out of restaurants and movie theaters. In fact, you could make the case that the liberals of today are the new Confederacy.
Bam. What you know?
Fine. We'll take the whole North. You motherfuckers secede. Get the fuck on. Get the fuck down there. Do whatever you're doing.
Oh, shit. And I don't live in Florida anymore. It's a lot easier to say that now.
We get like a 6-month transfer over. Let all the niggas get up here.
Yeah.
And we're taking the prisons from down there, too. You don't get to keep the...
Yeah, what they got. They literally have one called Angola.
No.
Yeah, there's some research you can do on that. A fun old time. I think I looked at a couple of documentary here and there. All right. So, yeah, he's breaking down. So, it's the new Confederacy. He's got about almost 45 more seconds.
They are the new Confederate Party because they're bringing back segregation. They're bringing back racism. They are bringing back restriction of lunch counters to people of a particular skin color. They're the new Confederate Party.
Bam. You know, that's exactly why Sarah Huckabee Sanders was targeted. Matter of fact,
white?
No white women ever eat that. What is it, the golden hen? The golden
hen? Red hen.
The red hen.
Isn't the owner white?
No. The owner is not white.
Oh, Jesus.
Jews are not white. Jews are Jews. Great words of Richard Spencer when he was on the David Jackman show. Okay.
Isn't David Jewish, too?
He's Venezuelan.
That does not answer the question.
Huh?
Huh?
Is he what? Is he a patriot? I think so.
He's a patriot.
Really, reasonable critique.
They have this secessionist instinct against the federal government. Do they not? California wants to secede from the union. And that's all run by liberal Democrats. So they have a secessionist impulse on them, just like the Confederates. So you're going to hear that from me consistently from now on, that the Democrats of today are the new Confederate Party.
Bam. What you know?
Are we allowed to bring back slavery if we secede?
Huh. Ugh. I don't have any jokes for that. I don't have any jokes for that. I don't want to enslave them. I want to, you know,
send them back to Europe. I know.
And whatnot. And all sorts of things.
Male butt sex.
Male butt sex. That's how you start a segment. Male butt sex.
What?
That's how you start it, man. You jump right in there with the homophobia.
Oh, no.
It's clipped out from his full program. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, God. Who literally has a tinfoil hat.
He's not wearing it today, but you gosh darn right he had one on last time we riffed on him. All right, so Da Coach.
Male butt sex is not convenient.
Did he say convenient? Wait,
sounded like he said convenient.
It's not convenient. Let's give that a running start.
Male butt sex is not convenient.
I think
he said male butt sex is not convenient, and I don't actually know how to respond to that.
It's not convenient. It sounds like it's some bad customer service he got somewhere. And they're like, sir, come down here. We got to process you through this DMV. All right, now you unzip your deal. All right, now he's been now. All right, you go ahead and insert. No, you can't. You can't have lube. You're not a gold member. You're going to have to ease in there. And he did it to completion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dissatisfied. He didn't call the manager or anything. You know, he kept it civil. the right wingers are the civil ones. I don't know if you knew that.
Civil discourse.
And then he just went home and made a YouTube video to say, like, I had an experience. It was not convenient. And they did, and I don't even like the way my driver's license picture came out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but who does like the way their driver's license picture comes out?
I don't know. I had butt sex, and all I got was this ugly picture. All right. So let's see where he takes it from there.
Male butt sex is not convenient. It's fruitless.
Okay. It's also fruitless. So he didn't even get a driver's license picture out. He got fucking nothing.
The biggest, juiciest fruits you've ever seen?
Damn, I wish I had that soundboard open right now. God damn it. So he disagrees with Alex Jones.
No, he said Trump has the biggest, juiciest fruits he's ever seen. And Trump is a hetero man, therefore he can be fruity. So how?
All right.
Yes?
I could imagine Trump saying that, too, because Trump has, like, a whispery thing he does sometimes.
Yeah.
I tell you, folks.
His
butt sex.
His hand gestures are a little femme.
Femme?
Yeah.
Well, he has little lady fingers.
He does. Yeah. That probably does make them more fun.
That's all right. He's a little lady. Good for knitting.
Good for knitting?
He probably knits.
He doesn't have the coordination to knit. I guarantee it. No, he doesn't.
Melania, you never wear as I make you. Melania.
That would explain a lot about their relationship. There's an unspoken rule among crafters that if you crochet or knit a sweater for your significant other, they end up leaving you.
That can be our Donald Trump fanfic book. Melania, you never wear the sweaters I make you. Oh, man. There's great comedy. All right, here we go. So it's inconvenient and it's fruitless.
Now, I've made this commitment. I don't know how long I'm going to stay up and running because I'm doubling down. And I'll just tell you, some of you softy old Christians out there, holier than thou Christians, let me tell you.
It's not him who has on a fucking cross hat and calls himself the coach on Christianity, but it's you who are holier than thou and soft Christians. All right.
Okay.
Maybe if the butt sex was soft, it would have been more convenient. Quit going for hard butt sex. You're always trying to get with another masculine man. Find somebody a little more jiggly, buddy.
Now, Christians, let me tell you something. We have got to...
On his YouTube video, you know how you can do like the news stations do and have like a sub headline or something under your face. Right under his chin, it says male butt sex is not convenient in all caps.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
What a time to be alive.
Restigmatize homosexuality.
Right.
We've got it so stigmatized now.
And you know what's ill is, like, me being black and having a leftist single mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the times we live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get to hear what, you know, like, femme, cis, gay, white guys heard coming up in their neighborhoods, towns, and households. Because those people from those neighborhoods, towns, and households get to make YouTube pages
yes.
and say shit like this.
Yes.
I had no idea people were saying these things. And if it wasn't for the internet, I would really just only know, like, politician quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Like, this, you get to, like, Dave, he's just fucking Dave. He's not special. He's just some fucking guy.
Yeah.
And notice, he's not a young guy. Some young person had to deal with him saying this shit while they were trying to come up and get to know themselves. And he was just walking in and saying, I see how you got that new haircut. Just so you know, male butt sex is not convenient. And then that kid had to sit there wondering, okay, I hate myself now. Also, what the fuck is Uncle Dave doing? How does he know that? All right, continuing.
We have got to take the behavior and make the behavior front and center. Loving the issue. I love a lot of people I don't have sex with. I love a lot of people.
All right. He's very angry about people he loves. Again, this is what they heard in the household.
Yes.
He's just walking around and, I'll love you and I won't have sex with you. It's not convenient. this is, someone grew up with this motherfucker.
Yeah, a lot of people I know came up with families like this.
Jesus.
This was Christ. My childhood. I came up among white conservative Christians. This was my childhood.
So I had sociological privilege around me.
Yes.
Right? Not just like charismatic privilege and male privilege and sister and athletic privilege. You know, I got a body that can jump and run. You know, fucking sociological privilege. People, there were femme men around me. My biological mother literally had gay friends like that nigga Lewis, who in all irony lived on Fort Lewis. And my computer just said low disk space. The podcast audio better still be fucking recording.
It is.
All right. So this is the last thing. We got to wrap this motherfucker up before the computer just spits it out.
Yes.
All right. All right. Back to Dave.
I don't have sex with. The homosexual men insert their penis in the rectum of another man.
That is very blunt.
I don't think anybody knew that's how gay male sex works, though. Wait till he finds out they do sometimes, too.
Sometimes there's motherfuckers that only do that. Not everybody wants to do anal all the time.
That's a lie. All gay men, all anal, all the time. Because that's all that the conservatives think about. Therefore, it must be true.
Actually, listen to his next couple of words. Just said and people he says.
Their penis in the rectum of another man. Think about that.
Consider the fact that he said think about that. Because you won't be angry about it unless you hate it and you think about it.
Right.
Like me, I don't hate it, but also don't think about it. So I'm not even walking around like, hey, man, what the? Why are you doing that? like if I meet a fella and I'm like, you know. I guess, you know, male gazing being problematic, you know, like, hey, you know, that's a pretty looking woman right there. Maybe she'll let me hold her hand and take her to the dance. And you know how locker room talk.
Right,
and,
right. Uh-huh.
And he's like, nah, I'm gay. And I'm not going to sit there and be like, so do you insert your penis? And that's not the first place I go. The first thing I'm actually going to say is, what about that fella right there? He's a nice shoulders, right? And keeps a good haircut, very well lined up. Nice smile.
I
will talk to him for you. Come on, bring that fella over here. Come on, you know.
You'll be the wingman.
Maybe he'll let you hold his hand and you can take him to the dance and we can double date, goddammit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sitting there thinking like, but what if they're doing butt sex and didn't cleanse first? Like, why? They think about it on purpose so they can hate it more, and they want you to think about it because they want you to hate them. Okay.
Think about that. That is what they do. When you walk into Wendy's and you go to the bathroom before you get your hamburger, there's a sign that says all employees must wash their hands before returning to work. Why is that? Because it is dirty down there.
Down there, you fucking child. There is a dirty place. Which,
yeah,
by the way...
He's projecting. He's telling on himself about his personal hygiene, buddy.
Yeah, well, Which also, like, a vagina is not that far away from an anus. There's a reason that cis women are supposed... Well, people who have vaginas are supposed to pee after having intercourse.
That's why everything is gay.
If you think about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, what is a vagina other than a juicy butthole?
A very juicy butthole.
That's right.
Yes.
It's just a fucking vertical juicy butthole.
A vertical juicy butthole. Yeah.
That's it.
So everything is gay.
Of course, these guys don't know how to fucking stimulate a woman, so they don't even know about the juicy part.
They don't. But it's also like, it's not because of anal sex that you wash your hands before preparing food. It's because you want your hands to be clean in general. You should always wash your hands after you pee at Wendy's. Not just because you're handling food, but because you were touching your genitals. Your genitals! Not even somebody else's genitals. When you touch your genitals in the bathroom, wash your hands, you gross, disgusting motherfucker.
No.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Only wash your hands after you have inconvenient male butt sex. That's the only time.
That should be the fucking title of the episode, is Inconvenient Male Butt Sex, because what the hell?
Don't make me make a split episode. I will the fuck off and make it its own thing.
Inconvenient Male Butt Sex. Yes.
What the fuck? They modified the sub-headline on the YouTube video. Now it says, Male Butt Sex, parentheses, homosexuality, end parenthesis, is not convenient.
It's because you're different when it's like bro sex as opposed to gay sex.
Yeah, bro sex, you know, that's just, we're just taking a break from playing Halo, man, you know. Just come on over here and, you know, just kind of activate my Master Chief here.
Oh.
Help me reload.
That's a real first-person shooter.
Headshot. After I had a sniper rifle on him, I tell you what. But he handled grenades quite well.
Why do people listen to this fucking podcast? This is terrible. Who listens to this?
If you don't shave them, are they plasma grenades?
Oh.
They're kind of fuzzy. No, that's when they're sweaty, because they're sticky like plasma grenades. They stick to you before they explode.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Right? So it's not Kimmy with a garden. That's not what it's about. It's about a diabolical, demonic activity that is eating our young children.
So buttholes are eating young children. That is the worst late-term abortion ever. This kid won't clean his room for shit. Put him in your butthole, Dave. Put him in your fucking butt. I'm tired of this.
It's a massive black hole.
You know what? I saw Donald Trump in those shorts. It is a massive black hole. He had on his twerking shorts for real, buddy.
And I'm going to be on the forefront of re-stigmatizing what it is that they do. And if you don't like it, go watch something else. This commitment.
No, I will not watch something else. I will tune the fuck back into this wacky wild world of Dave's inconvenient butt sex. All right. It's fucking struggling to record. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Facebook Live, we are out of there. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one. Facebook Live. Boom. End. Yes. Yes. Come on, podcast audio. I got to end you too. We got to get the funk out of here.